Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Westchester on the Level with your host, Hezzy Eris.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, August 5, 10 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. Things have calmed down a little bit. Isaiah evidently did its thing and dissipated to some extent. So I thought we were going to get it worse than we did, but thank God we all survived, or at least hopefully we all did, because it was very... Oh, I see our number one interviewer and interviewee is online now. Her name is Gabrielle M. Etzel. She's the Polish editor-at-large at the Unvarnished blog. Good morning, Ms. Gabrielle Etzel. How are you?
Good morning, Hezzy. I am wonderful. I hope you were able to stay warm and dry through the storm yesterday.
I stayed dry, and I was looking for cooler weather. It didn't show up until very, very late at night. So that was always good. So I like a little bit of fresh air, but the winds were blustering. I thought the hurricane was going to just come in through my balcony.
Oh, my goodness.
It was tough. Well, you know, I'm excited about today because, well, first of all, I have to share this with you. You know, you used a term in some of the writing that and most people who don't speak French have no clue what an accent grave is, but it's a line that goes from the lower left to the upper right over the E. I went to Google, figured, well, they know everything, right? Well, I couldn't find a definition of that E with that grave thing on it, which was probably, I thought of it as being French. And so what does that mean? Because I'm not sure what it means.
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Hezzy. That was a typo. It was supposed to be a small arrow. I am so sorry for the confusion. No, it was just supposed to be an arrow. And when I sent you the email last night, it showed up as an arrow. But technology is supposed to make all of our lives easier, and it never does. So I apologize.
You know what?
Sorry for any listeners who are confused. There you go.
I felt so diminished. I said maybe it's time for me to go. I mean, maybe I've outlived my worth. Because I just don't know this. And I said, I thought I studied English long enough to really understand it. And I'm saying, holy moly, what's going on here? I thought it was something on the colloquial stage that I had not heard about, you know, something very hip-hop or something like that. So thank you for, you know, setting my mind straight. I feel soothed. Maybe I'll last here for another week, and then they'll make life all better. So,
as I've always told you, I'll be the first one to tell you when you start losing your marbles. So don't worry, I got you covered.
Thank you very much. Well, it was really very quite exciting about you suggested so many wonderful topics to discuss today, and I don't know if you know the COVID-19, is that no longer the main story? Is it diminishing, languishing? Are there other things that are more important than that or have as great or even greater impact?
Well, there are so many between COVID-19 and the election cycle, those two stories are predominantly taking over our mainstream media. They're taking even shows like yours. We spend so much time focusing on these same stories over and over.
Show anymore? It's no longer our show.
I will use whatever possessive pronoun you would like, Hezzy. But thank you for including me and making it ours. So even you and I spend too much time talking about COVID-19 and the election cycle. There are so many more important things going on whether or not we can talk about sub-Saharan Africa and Central Latin America and Asia with the marked increase in tuberculosis, in HIV, and in malaria, or we could talk about the rising suicide rates partly because of the pandemic and the shutdown, or we could talk about the tensions between the United States and China, or the United States, Russia, in Eastern Europe. There are so many things that we need that need to be addressed, that should be addressed, and nobody's taking the time to do it. So why not this Wednesday?
Well, absolutely, I agree. So before we go and tackle some of these issues, you mean that we've also been consumed by the media outlets that are out there? Why did they move and centralize their world around COVID-19? Because I almost felt compelled to talk about it every day. And I was thrilled to move away from it because it was just like grueling to go through the process, and we weren't moving ahead anywhere. We were finding anything new, a lot of speculation of what was best practice and what wasn't. And so do you think this could be a turning point in the environment, even in our media?
I don't see any turning point anytime soon, to be honest with you, Hezzy. And it is important to talk about those things to be sure. And it, part of the reason it's not just media sensationalism that wants to cover these stories. It is tremendously important, not only for being able to deal with a pandemic and being able to actually move forward in handling these types of issues, but it also impacts our daily lives, and even the election cycle does impact our daily lives. So I'm going to fault the media organizations where there deserves to be fault, but It also is a natural tendency to stick on these major stories and grip on them until they're done. But unfortunately, this isn't going to be done for a significant period of time. They're saying that potentially until 2022, we're going to have to continue in this quote unquote new normal. So it might as well take a little bit of a break from it every once in a while, because it's not going away.
So, moving toward other relevant issues that are ancillary or to the other concerns the media is involved in, and unfortunately, you said you besmirched what I try to do, and it made me part of the mainstream media. Oh my God, I don't know if I could be able to overcome this. However. So there are other issues like tuberculosis and HIV and malaria, as you point out, in Africa and in the developing world. And how do you cover that? And is there enough interest at the moment with regard to that? Because it really is, to some extent, a tremendously powerful success story.
Well, it has been a success story for the past 20 years, for the entirety of this century, this 21st century. It has been a success story. We have seen the marked decrease in these three major diseases. However, because of the pandemic, we not only have shifted scientific attention away from these three main killing diseases in the developing world, but the lockdowns in these countries and the disruption in the international supply chain has made a tremendous difficulty between being able to diagnose new cases of tuberculosis, malaria, and HIV, and also being able to receive treatment for these diseases. So in tuberculosis alone, it takes about 1.5 million lives every year across the world, but especially in Africa. And estimates from Johns Hopkins and the organization USAID with estimate that between this a three-month lockdown and just a 10-month recovery period, which everybody is saying we're going to have to lock down longer and recovery will thus be longer. And so Johns Hopkins is projecting that there will be an additional 6.3 million tuberculosis cases over the next 5 years and an increase in death tolls by 1.4 million in the next 5 years. These are and all because we aren't able to diagnose and we aren't able to get treatment out to the people who need it because of the disruption of the pandemic.
Is there a remedy, or is it that we need to calm things down on other fronts in order to be able to focus attention as well as financial means to delve into these concerns? Tuberculosis is debilitating. HIV probably has to do with a pattern of, I know, for example, in Southern Africa, because there's so many truck drivers, you know, the way they travel, you know, it's if you follow the truck routes, you could also find out the HIV occurrences because of the way this thing works. So, it's truly amazing. I've learned a great deal. But are people interested in what's going on? Are we really concerned, or are we just glad to get away from it?
Well, I think we're just glad to get away from it. There aren't many people who are covering these types of stories. It was an article from the New York Times really brought this to my attention, but we should recognize that. I mean, we especially at length last week talked about the failings of the system in handling the pandemic in the United States, but it's failing across the world. You have to understand that there are organizations like the WHO and others who are and the UN who are pushing to be able to handle these types of issues, are trying to say to countries, continue with your malaria prophylaxis measures, continue to deliver these the medicated nets, mosquito netting, to continue with being able to provide HIV medication and preventative medication. But when you're dealing with infrastructure that can't handle any type of shutdown and still be able to function, at least here we have the internet. At least here we have a good shipping mechanisms to be able to deliver goods and services to the home directly. And these countries don't have access to this. So, to a certain degree, these types of stories should make us feel grateful that we have these the abilities at home to be able to handle this. Not that we've eradicated these diseases in the United States by any stretch of the imagination, but that we have the capacity to still treat them. But keep in mind also, these types of things do still apply to the United States. It may be in just a little bit of a different way. Several medical professionals have come out addressing the idea that that heart attacks and strokes are on the decrease in terms of the numbers of reporting. Well, part of the reason in the United States and in other developed countries, part of the reason for that though is the fact that people are not going to the hospital.
Do me a favor. It looks like I may have made a mistake and I may have truncated the show to only 15 minutes. It's about 13 minutes after. So do me a favor. I'll call me back in about 3 minutes, and I'm going to try to disconnect in the hope that I can carry it on. Otherwise, we've been preempted.
Yes, sir.
So, forgive me.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Talk to you in a minute.